The Age of Synthetic Reality, TLDR. Most people now experience the world through algorithmic systems instead of direct observation. AI makes it possible to generate personalized versions of the same story for different people. Modern information systems optimize for engagement and persuasion, not shared understanding. The danger is not only misinformation, but the erosion of common reality itself. Independent thinking increasingly depends on stepping outside curated digital environments. What changed? For most of human history, reality arrived slowly. People learned about the world through direct experience, local communities, newspapers, books, and broadcasters. Information passed through institutions that were imperfect, biased, and often political, but at least broadly shared. Millions of people watched the same nightly news and read the same headlines. Now almost every layer of information arrives through computational systems first. Search engines decide what appears. Social feeds decide what spreads. Recommendation algorithms decide what stays visible. AI systems increasingly decide how information is summarized, framed, and explained. Most people no longer encounter events directly. They encounter processed versions of events. The internet created the feeling of unlimited access to knowledge. In practice, it created dependence on systems that organize knowledge for us. Retrieval became confused with understanding. Familiarity became confused with truth. The rise of synthetic narratives. Social media already proved that algorithms can shape public perception without needing a central authority. Platforms learn that outrage holds attention, conflict drives interaction, and emotional certainty spreads faster than nuance. AI adds another layer. A machine no longer needs to simply rank or recommend information. It can generate it on demand. The same underlying event can now be written endlessly, adjusted for tone, politics, education level, personality type, emotional state, or ideological preference. One person reads a story framed around economic anxiety. Another reads the same story framed around personal freedom. A third receives a calmer, more reassuring version designed to reduce friction and keep them engaged. Each believes they are informed. None sees the same thing. This is not science fiction. The advertising industry has already spent decades refining targeted persuasion. Recommendation systems already personalize information streams. AI simply collapses the production cost of infinite narrative variation. The result is something new, synthetic narrative control, not necessarily censorship in the traditional sense, not a ministry issuing official truths, something quieter. Systems that continuously adapt information to maximize compliance, engagement, retention, or emotional response. The most effective propaganda rarely feels like propaganda. It feels familiar. It sounds like your own thoughts. Can a society survive without shared reality? Mass media had obvious flaws. It concentrated power, flattened complexity, and often excluded dissenting voices. But it also created common reference points. People argued over the same facts, watched the same footage, and reacted to the same events together. Personalized media fragments that baseline. Two people can now inhabit entirely different informational environments while living in the same city. Their feeds, search results, and recommendations reinforce separate emotional and political realities. AI risks accelerating this fragmentation by turning information into a fully adaptive experience. At some point, the problem stops being misinformation. The problem becomes epistemological. How do people decide what is true when every interface is optimized around prediction and persuasion? How do democratic societies function when reality itself becomes individualized? Physical reality still exists. A bridge either collapses or it does not. Inflation either rises or it does not. But social reality becomes unstable when millions of people consume algorithmically tailored interpretations of the world. The internet promised access to information. What emerged instead was a competition for attention. AI may push that one step further, a competition for perception itself. The only real counterweight is deliberate friction, reading outside recommendation systems, seeking disagreement instead of comfort, valuing direct experience over endless commentary, remembering that every digital interface has incentives, whether visible or hidden. The systems shaping modern reality are not neutral mirrors. They are constructed environments, and increasingly, they know exactly how to talk to us.